Something that you can carry water or liquids in with a handle.
Want a bucket, a pail?
What's the difference between the two?
None, as far as I know.
Which would you use more likely than the other?
A bucket.
All right. You think of that as made of tin or plastic or zinc or something, you don't?
Tin or plastic.
Yeah. But if it was made of wood, would you still, and you don't see many of those anymore, but would you still call that either a pail or a bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Without any? How about something that might be used for taking out food to the hogs?
Something taking out food to the hogs?
Yeah.
A scrap pail, something like that?
All right. Something that eggs are fried in?
Frying pan.
Something that water is heated for tea?
A tea kettle.
How about a big iron? They don't use as much anymore, but they used to use these great big iron things for boiling water. And
yeah, there's one sitting out there.
All right. What would you call that?
Just an iron pot.
All right. Something you put cut flowers in.
A vase.
All right. And when you sit down to eat, you have three utensils.
A knife, fork, and spoon.
You have not one knife, you have two.
Two knives.
All right. And after a meal, a woman says, now I must what the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
And she holds them under clear water after she gets the soap out of them, then she
rinses them.
Yeah. And something she might use to take the, when she's washing, something she might hold in her hand.
What, a dish rag?
Yeah. And something you use to dry them.
Would be a towel.
All right.
Dish towel.
All right. And in the bathroom, something you use to put soap on when you wash your face.
A wash rag.
All right, and dry yourself with
a towel.
Would you? All right, and the water at the sink comes out of a
towel for faucet.
All right, how about on the side of a house if you were going to hook up a hose?
Would be to a faucet.
All right, and on a barrel.
Would be a tap.
All right, and you'd say that it got cold last night and the water in the pipe froze. And caused the pipe to
burst.
Something, a beer is used to be transported in draft beer.
In great big barrels.
Yeah. What about something smaller than a barrel?
A keg?
Yeah. What do you call those things that go around a barrel to keep the staves in place?
What, the wire bands?
Yeah. You call them wire bands?
I would.
All right. All right, in basketball, what do you call the thing you call?
A hoop.
All right. Would you ever call that a...
It's been referred. I've heard referred
right.
to that.
And something, if you're going to pour... when you fill your lawnmower, put gas in your lawnmower, you have to pour from the can into the machine. You might use a
funnel,
right? And something you use to make a horse go, you crack a
whip.
And if you bought a dozen oranges at the store, you'd go get the grocer would probably put them in a paper
bag.
You ever call it anything else?
Paper bag, paper sack.
Anything else?
A poke.
Now, do you use poke fairly?
It would be either a paper bag or a paper sack.
I'm really interested in this. Now, what about the word, can I use that answer? How do you respond to the word poke? I mean, do you say you certainly know the term.
Yeah.
It's used, but is that used by any special kind of people?
No, not really. Some people call it poke, but...
Might you?
It'd be very rare, but...
Would you ever call it a poke?
No. I mean, it would be, if I used it, it would be very rare.
Would you use it under humorous circumstances, or to be as kind of...
What? To poke fun at somebody?
Yeah, or I didn't mean that. I mean, would you ever use, you know, when you're kind of being intentionally old-timey? I mean, would you look at it as an old-fashioned word, or?
Yes, it would seem more old-fashioned to me.
But it's very common to you.
Yeah.
And you think of it in terms of this part of...